This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's Public Media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. Heartland Community College in Normal is partnering with N-Scale Club of Bloomington Normal to put on Trains in the Heartland, Saturday, April 8th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Sunday the 9th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. That'll be at the Astroth Community Education Center. There will be six operating model train layouts, including N, H, O, O, and G scales. That's according to Dave Gentry, a member of the N-Scale Club of Bloomington Normal, who has spent many years as a model train enthusiast.
Well, welcome to the Cache Valley and Northern Railroad. It is a railroad that only exists right here where we stand in my basement. Nowhere else will you find this railroad.
It's a whole world down here because it just goes on and on and on all the way around the basement. It's little houses and trains and trees galore. Dave, how long did it take you to create this?
Well, this is pretty much a lifelong passion. I started doing this in a graduate school as something to get my mind away from books and put my hands to work. And it became a passion. It just expanded.
So why are model trains so appealing to people?
For many, I think it's their history. Many of us my age, in our 60s, we got trains as Christmas presents, and we had the old Lionel train sets. For others, it can be family, that you had relatives that worked on the railroad and you became exposed to it that way. For others, if you were a modeler, the railroad is nothing more than the stage where your models can display.
So basically, when you're involved in a hobby like this, I guess it would help to have all kinds of different talents, that is, electrical, model making, set design.
You can be an electrician one day. You can be a carpenter sometimes. You can be a track layer. You might be a painter. I make mountains. I move mountains at times. And so it's just one of the many aspects of the hobby.
You know, and it's not just perfectly beautiful rail cars. I mean, we've got some weathering on this Union Pacific engine over here, and these boxcars have been tagged.
It's what you see every day
as
you watch the trains go by.
Do you tag those yourself, or do you buy them pre-tagged?
Well, actually, I enjoy the painting. You can buy decals.
Okay.
And so I repainted those boxcars and did the decals to put the
graffiti on there. Behind me, I see what looks like some sort of digital installation here. You have sound effects as well.
One of the new things that has grown in the hobby is sound. Now the locomotives carry computer chips in them. And so you send a signal to the locomotive and tell it how fast to go and tell it what sounds to make.
Okay, let's talk about your upcoming event, Trains in the Heartland, on the 8th and 9th. So what do you have planned for Trains in the Heartland?
We always look forward to this at Heartland Community College. They have been a good partner to do this. We have 10 different train layouts this year. The four scales will all be represented. Some of the layouts are going to be quite large this year. We've got a number of people coming in from out of town to join us for the weekend. We add to the educational side by having some presentations. We have speakers that will be coming to talk about a variety of historical topics. We have Tom Dyrek that's going to talk about history of some of the local small town train stations. Illinois Traction Historical Society will come and give a presentation, and they've got some marvelous photographs taken from inside the interurban of the 1930s Bloomington downtown area.
When people think of somebody as a hobbyist down in their basement working away, that seems very isolating, but from the impression I get from you is this is actually really a social hobby.
It is. For many people, it can be a social hobby. We have an active model railroad club here in town, and there are numbers of clubs in Illinois, and we often get together. The hobby expanded back in the 70s to take it on the road. And so instead of having a permanent layout like you see here, you have different modules that everybody can take to a location. They're all standardized. And that's what you'll see at Heartland is modular railroading, where we bring the modules together and make a larger layout than anyone might have at home.
That's Dave Gentry, a member of the N-Scale Club of Bloomington Normal, partnering with Heartland Community College for Trains in the Heartland, Saturday, April 8th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Sunday the 9th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Astroth Community Education Center. You can see photos of Dave Gentry's model train layout on the datebook page at wglt.org. I'm Laura Kennedy.